Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Bess Goggins. She is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bend. How are you?
Dave, I'm super excited to be here today and talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Well, yeah, let's start with this 30th anniversary. That's this year?
It is. We opened our doors in 1994 as a nonprofit here in town. Now we're three decades in and we're ready to celebrate with the community.
Very cool. Let's talk about the event that you're planning around that. I mean, we're talking about people that have worked with Boys and Girls Club of Bend, but also, I mean, I guess they're adults now, these kids that were Boys and Girls Club kids.
That's right. You know, a kid who went to Boys and Girls Club in 5th, 6th, 7th grade back in 1995, they're an adult just like you and me now. So we're wanting to invite everyone from the community who has been a part of club in a myriad of ways to celebrate. We're going to have that party in June.
Cool. And will that be an indoor thing, an outdoor thing? Do you know? Do you have that part planned?
We're looking at an indoor thing at our downtown gymnasium. And we want it to feel like a birthday party for a kid almost.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
Birthday cake, ice cream, birthday hats. And instead, you know, for a kid, you usually bring a gift. We have this thing called a club buck store where our club youth can earn essentially Monopoly money to purchase club bucks. Toys from the club buck store. And so we're going to ask anyone who attends the birthday party to bring a gift for the club buck store.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. It'll be a lot of fun.
So it'll be a little bit of a fundraising aspect to this, too.
A little bit. I think more than anything, we just wanted to have that throwback 1990s kids birthday feel.
Right.
And, you know, but when you came to a birthday, you usually brought something and then enjoyed cake and ice cream and sang and got to connect with others. And that's what we're going to plan to do here in June of 2024.
Okay. When will you start having plans on that where people can get their tickets or whatever they need to get in on this?
There will be no tickets. You won't have to purchase. You just come to the event. We should have more details here in the next month or so. Right now, we're planning our 90s throwback prom, and so we're full steam ahead with those logistics. And once we get out of the weeds of that, and we can celebrate 1990 style with our throwback prom, then we'll go full steam ahead with our club birthday party.
Right. Now, last year, for your prom, you did the 80s thing, and I went.
You did. What was your outfit?
It was so much fun. I don't know. It was an 80s tuxedo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I hope you have a 90s tuxedo in your closet.
My wife thinks she was robbed. That she should have won the contest.
Oh, man.
Because she had big hair.
You know, 90s can bring big hair back, too. So
I was going to say, I'm not even sure what a 90s person looks like. Because I was already out of school and moved on by then.
I mean, we do have Google. So you could always check it out there.
We could Google it.
Yeah, you
sure.
could Google what are the 90s vibes. You know, there's grunge.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is the 90s vibe? What's the first thing you think of when you were putting this together and you said 90s? Mm-hmm. Was grunge the first thing
I think that MTV logo. You know, with all the neon colors and squiggly lines.
Sure.
I was thinking about MTV, but, you know, I already have my costume picked out.
You do?
I do. I'm going to be Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I guess that matches, right? I mean, that's 90s.
It does. And, you know, what thrilled me with last year is everyone understood the assignment. Everyone came in ready to sing and dance to 80s music. They came in 80s attire. And we had such a great night. You know, Zydeco catered the event with 80s themed snacks. They'll be back this year with 90s themed snacks.
Oh, very cool.
So, you know, lather, rinse, repeat of last year, except with a whole new era.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I liked that there was a few different things going on last year. There was people like me that dressed as if they were going to an 80s prom.
Mm-hmm.
Some people actually dressed a little more like, which we did in the 80s as well, a little more like 80s characters. So we had some Madonnas and some Cyndi Laupers.
Yes.
And that was fun too.
Yes. You know, we had everyone from just what you would wear in the 80s if you were going to the store to 80s celebrities and characters to 80s formal wear. And so I expect something similar with the 90s this year for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. So information on that online yet?
Yes. We have tickets for sale. They are $75 a piece. It'll take place at our downtown clubhouse, 500 Northwest Wall Street. And it will be Saturday, April 6th from 7 to 10 p.m.
All right. Let's get a little update on you guys here. I think it's been a few months since I even had you in here. I had you in November, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
You and Scott came in. What's new? Talk to us about Boys and Girls Club of Bend.
We are firing on all cylinders at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bend. We're focusing so much on ensuring that we have really solid programming for our youth, focused on academic success, healthy lifestyles, and leadership development. And in conjunction with that, we have a full-time director of club support services. She has her master's in clinical social work, and she provides small group support and one-on-one counseling to our youth when their families sign them up.
Okay.
Yeah. So really exciting ways that we're supporting our kids holistically, making sure that they're feeling successful in academics, they're feeling successful in their own health and their leadership, but also in their mental health.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds good. Now, you always share a story with me when you come in for these interviews.
I try to.
So have you got one for me?
Well, you know, Dave, one of the things you usually ask me is different ways that people can become involved.
Sure.
And we have groups who love to come in and work with our kids in different lessons and programming. And I'm thinking back to a particular group that came several times to speak about financial literacy with our younger kids. And from that, our kinders were really learning about savings and how you make sure you save. And I referenced earlier about the club bookstore and this Monopoly money. Well, if you earn 25 Monopoly bucks or 50 Monopoly bucks, you can get a different or bigger, better prize, right? The more money that you're saving, the bigger it can be. And we had a kinder who really, really wanted a Polly Pocket, one of those little dolls.
Oh, I love Polly Pocket. My daughter was the right age for those. Perfect. So we played Polly Pockets all the time.
Yep, yep. Also very big in the 90s.
Yeah,
full circle
that's
here.
Right. Yeah.
And they've made a comeback. So we had a kinder who really wanted a Polly Pocket, but it cost 50 Monopoly dollars, club bucks.
Sure.
And most of our kinder, once they get to 25, they're buying whatever you get with the 25,
sure,
25 club bucks, you know, pencils that change colors or some kind of fun bouncy ball. And she really set her goals. So our youth development professionals worked with her, created a plan. And this little girl, she decided that she was going to save up for 50 club bucks, which took twice as long.
Of course. Yeah.
And so using those financial literacy skills that this volunteer group taught her, she was able to create a plan. It took her several more months, got 50 club bucks, and then was able to, quote unquote, purchase her Polly Pocket.
Right.
Turns to our staffing team and says, can I go walk through the clubhouse and show everyone? This is how I learned about it, because this little girl is carrying the Polly Pocket above her head. And no matter if she knew the individual or not inside our clubhouse, other kids, other staff members, volunteers, she'd go, excuse me, did you know that I earned a Polly Pocket today? 50 club bucks. And it was so cool to see how proud she was, because it told me that not only did she feel great about what she was doing in that moment, in a way she was learning about gratification of future self versus the instantaneous gratification of current self. It tells me that saving for college or saving for a future home, she's already building those skills and she's 5 years old.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So a volunteer group was able to really plant that seed for one of our kinder youth. And then our staff members were able to help continue that process for her to feel successful.
And a great accomplishment.
Oh, my gosh.
Because like you said, at that age, you give a kid a choice of, well, you can either have a piece of bubble gum now, mm-hmm, or a candy bar in a week.
That's right.
They're always going to take the gum now.
I mean, most of the time, yes. Yeah. But maybe if a volunteer group comes in and talks about, you know, future self and savings, that child could choose the chocolate bar next week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. If people want to help the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bend, what's the best way to do that?
Gosh, they could come in and volunteer with us. We need volunteers in the building helping to lead different programs. If there's something you're passionate about, entomology, finances, reading, then we would love to leverage that passion that you have and bring that to our kids at our Boys and Girls Clubs. We also need volunteers for other events. So when we participate in Bend Beer Chase or Cascade Lakes Relay or other events, we could definitely use volunteer support there as well. And then, of course, we are a 501c3 nonprofit in town. We've been going strong for 3 decades, and we could always use support with general operating expenses through fundraising.
Right. And learn more about all that at the website.
You can. And I guess the last way to support is by coming to prom.
Yes.
Having a good time.
The 90s prom is going to be so much fun. Throwback prom. And what date is that again? That's on the 6th of April.
Saturday, April 6th. I'm trying to come up with some 90s slang in my head on the fly, but I can't. What is it, like booyah, talk to the hand,
yeah,
all that. It'll be all that in a bag of chips.
That's right. For sure. All right, we're talking to Beth Goggins, CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Bend. And give us the website again.
bgcbend.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.